intentionally be paying to cover it
naturally? I probably won't even watch it. yeah, obviously, you know, all of us are probably going to be watching it. And, you know, it's been a fun series. Obviously, we've been tracking it the whole time. And you know, I'm sure it's going to be another exciting game.
Do you watch it a little bit differently when you know that one of those is going to be your next round opponent?
You do and you don't, you know. You know, obviously, we've played both of them enough. We know their teams. But it's, you know, it's playoff hockey. And it's, you know, it's do or die hockey. So it's always fun to watch.
Is this where you'd rather have it end tonight, or would you rather have them play 8 or 9 periods in each game?
It's not up to us. it's for them to decide. It's for their game, and you know, all we can do is watch as you know, watch as innocent bystanders tonight.
Why do you think they've matched up well so far in this series?
You know, obviously that top line in Colorado is pretty deadly, but they've been getting scoring from kind of everyone. So. You know, Colorado's been playing quick and they've been physical, and you know, so is Nashville. So it's been a fun series of tracks so far, and I'm sure tonight's going to be another fun game.
For you, what's the value in having taken care of your business in the first round and being able to sit back and watch two other teams duke it out to try to get to the point where they're playing?
No, in our minds, it's, you know, we obviously just want to, you know, we want to focus on each of our games. It's not about, you know, it's not about getting the rest. It's about, you know, knowing where our team's at, and you know, obviously we're happy with the way our round went, and you know, the rest is out of our control. All we can do is watch and you know, continue to, you know, practice and work out and get ready for the next round.
I think there's often this feeling around the rest of the league that when a team gets done with the series fairly early in 4 or 5 games, that they sit back and get rest and fix up all the bumps and bruises. You guys are going out there almost looking like you're giving each other bumps and bruises. That was a pretty intense practice.
You know, after a day off, you know, I think you always just want to kind of get the legs going again. So, you know, we wanted to be quick. We don't want to, you know, slow ourselves down. We wanted to, you know, feel the puck a little bit today. And, you know, it was a good skate.